What's happening, Entrepreneur Land? Buckle up as the new rich Doc Brown and Marty McFly take you through this week's lessons to help you create a more productive and profitable business and life. This is the Radically Ambitious Podcast. Welcome to episode 6 in the Radically Ambitious Podcast. My name is Greg Rolette, the product pro, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in crime, Mr. Brett Berkey. What's happening, man?
Not much, dude. Just getting done with a great weekend. It was nice and relaxing. Cooked up some good stuff, went to SeaWorld, went to Aquatica. It was nice. Good time spent with the family.
I like it, man. I like it. And things have been crazy in the last week or so since we last recorded. Things have been going crazy for both of us, building this radically ambitious thing, and both in our own our businesses. And it's kind of crazy, and I know we're going to talk about some of that today. And when we talk about our cool app trick and tool, we're going to be talking about something really cool that's going down here. But, you know, in the last week or so, some really cool stuff's happened, and I just want to share it because I'm pretty excited. I got picked up by Mixergy to run a course about products for them. I hooked up with the AppSumo guys, which is cool. Awesome. I don't know if you guys are into AppSumo, but they got like 600,000 people on their list, and we're putting together a very special offer on how to create products just for the AppSumo market. While you were at SeaWorld hanging out, I actually got to go to the Rise Against concert at the UCF Arena, and this is a band that I've been wanting to see for like 3 or 4 years now, and finally got a chance to get out there. I got to hang out with some really cool people. My partner, Nick Nan, also got to hang out with a real estate investor, Preston Ely, and it was a really, really good week. I'll say that.
Yeah, I remember when you sent me that email on, or text message on Saturday night. I was like, what the hell, man? What's going on here? And I was like, man, that's nice.
And you missed out. We were like two bottles of Patron deep and just having a good time listening to some punk rock.
That's awesome. And then you said next week you're going to go to Zach Brown?
Yeah, we're actually, my wife and I, making a road trip down to South Florida. We're going to the Chili Cook-Off down there.
Chili Cook-Off.
Yeah, man, and we're going to listen to some Zach Brown band. It's one of her favorite bands and one of the only country bands that I actually enjoy listening to. So.
Yeah, he's kind of like the modern-day Jimmy Buffett to me. Yeah. I don't really consider him country. I don't know. I mean, nah. I guess he plays in the country channel, but he's got good stuff.
I agree, man. Well, listen, Brett, man, we had one brand new 5-star iTunes review since the last episode, and this comes from Doug Logue, who we shout out last week, as he shout us out on Twitter and said that we had a great podcast, and this week he comes back with a 5-star iTunes review, and he said, first, I would like to thank the fellas behind the Radically Ambitious Podcast, Greg Rolette and Brett Berkey, for shouting me out in their last episode, and now for why you need to be listening to them. These guys are shedding light on some of the most useful apps, services, and software for entrepreneurs and freelancers, and it goes into a little bit of the format, which I'm not going to take up your time, and then he says, between the music and Greg's charisma, which rivals that of Gary Vaynerchuk, I start my day off excited, inspired, and ready to kill it. Well, I appreciate that, Mr. Doug Logue. Appreciate that very much. And if you want us to shout you out on the next episode of the Radically Ambitious Podcast, all you got to do, leave us a note on an iTunes review or leave us a really cool, inspiring comment on the blog post. So that was cool, man. That's a really cool review. I like it.
Yeah, that's nice. That is really nice. That's good stuff.
All right, man. Well, let's move on to segment one, where we talk about cool apps, tricks, and tips to live a more radical entrepreneurial life.
It's fun.
All right, Brett, once again, you got the secret sauce that's helping all the new rich entrepreneurs, all those wanting to live radically and ambitiously. You're hooking them up with another really, really cool tool. And before we tell them what the tool is, because it's really cool, we got some exciting news today, like right before we recorded this. So why don't you share with them the cool news that's going down in Radically Ambitious Land?
We got all our Apple developer stuff hooked up and ready to rock and roll. So we're going gung-ho, you know, full steam ahead with getting our apps out there and getting them better optimized. So this is our the Radically Ambitious developer account, which is nice. So you know, we're not dealing with anybody else. Our own thing. Good stuff.
So what does that mean, right? So we got our developer account. What does that mean in the grand scope of things?
That means you can look at the back end of Apple's, you know, analytics stuff, upload your app, and have, you know, developers, you know, team up, because we signed up as a company, not an individual. And we can put, you know, the apps we have designed in Xcode that, you know, will, you know, make finished here soon. We can put them in there, and we can start putting them on the App Store, and I can start my magic of trying to do some ASO, the App Store optimization stuff, and, you know, kind of get that whole thing cooking. And then, you know, hopefully start selling these things. And
so what that means is we're officially in the app business here at Radically Ambitious, huh?
Yeah.
I like
it's gonna
it.
Be the Radically Ambitious. That's what we're
going to
do.
I like that. The Radically Ambitious. Well, yeah, speaking of Radically Ambitious and apps, this week you got a really cool tool because we've been researching for like months now on building iPhone apps and looking for cool plugins and scripts and all kinds of stuff. And this tool or resource that you're going to share today is killer. So why don't you tell everybody what it is and what it does?
Sure. The it's actually a website. It's called Taptics. And it's ran by this lady called – or called, her name is Jen Gordon. I'm sure that's what they call her too. But I don't know how – I can't remember even how I stumbled on this. But it was I was doing something late at night, and I – for these apps, a lot of times the hardest part is if you hire a designer, they have to design it in certain layouts and stuff like that. And I kind of want to have that little bit of control over that, because that's the part I would like to control. The other parts of actually doing the code and stuff, there's a lot of people that, you know, there's no need for us to know that stuff. But, you know, the actual design, layout and stuff like that, because we have goals in mind for these apps of, you know, this affiliate links needs to be here, needs to be, you know, stylized this way. I want this to lead to this, you know, those type of screenshots and those things, so we can have the system move along. And I came across this Taptics, and oh man, she has all these cool things. She has like it's basically a mobile app design training and downloads. So it's just the design aspect. So it has like all these icon templates, and it has, you know, different themes for the iPhone and iPads, so like different layouts. And like the vertical, you know, alignment layouts, and, you know, different list layouts, and, you know, it has Android apps icons if you want to use those, but all kinds of design templates, which is perfect because, you know, you get those and then you don't really have to make them up yourself. And then they have all kinds of different, you know, courses about, you know, iPhone app interface, you know. And then the one I really want to look at again is the iTunes SEO, which is, you know, it's pretty cool. And then, you know, there are some things, you know, that I probably won't look at right away, but like coding custom graphics and Xcode, that's another one that I will probably, you know, at least check out in time, but it's not going to be my first one. But, you know, coming to this site, finding all this stuff, you know, between this and what, you know, Trey Smith is, you know, pumping out to, you know, get us, you know, when we first started all this stuff in the, when we got the app system a while back, it really got us in the right path. But this is going to put the icing on the cake, because this actually gives us a little bit better idea of how to design the apps. So
I love it. And in the next few weeks here on the Radically Ambitious podcast, Brett and I are really going to kind of give you an over-the-shoulder view on what we're doing to build this stuff, because it's not going to be an overnight process. And, you know, we don't know what we're doing any more than the next person, really. And, you know, we just want to share that with you guys because we think it's really cool, because, you know, in a future podcast, I'm going to be sharing with you some of the components that make up a Radically Ambitious business or a new rich business. And, you know, we really truly believe that the mobile space and applications and, you know, app store optimization, Amazon store optimization, those kinds of things really are the future of where this stuff is headed, especially if you want to build that passive income. So resources like Taptics are really great resources for those that are trying to get their feet wet, learn about the design, learn about the different aspects of the iPhone, and all that good stuff. So Brett, what's the URL and how can they get access? It looks like there's a couple different plans they can get. You want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. You can buy everything for $97, or you can just buy things individually, I think for like $67 or something like that. It's way worth it just to get the whole thing. I mean, even if you're not going to use all of them, you can, you know, Mr. Potato Head it up, which is what I like to do. I'm like the Frankenstein of design world. I just grab pieces and put them together. They all end up looking pretty good, but, you know, like, that's what I would suggest. It's $97. It's like you can buy each of them, but it's going to cost you over $400. So whatever. Get it. Save yourself the time and do that. Another thing that, Greg, we got to bring out and talk about just for a slight second is the whole idea of what Apple's doing now with the books.
I mean, that's been huge.
Yeah. They open this. I mean, you know, if you guys, if anybody out there has, you know, content that's done in a PDF, Now you can throw it inside. I think you're still using Xcode to do it, but it's just a way of designing your books to be able to. Just another avenue to drive traffic. But I mean, if you're able to give things away, and I mean, they're going to make probably like a bookstore. I mean, it opens up a whole new ballgame. It's not as big as when the apps, the App Store came out, and then the desktop apps when that came out. But it's still something else. And it's the thing is that I like about it is it doesn't seem that hard, and a lot of us already have the content. So now we just have to put it into a different format.
I love it, man, and I'm going to be exploring that, obviously, with all the content creation and stuff that we do here. I have a feeling that when we get this Radically Ambitious Manifesto written and out there, we're going to throw it on the iTunes store and
Oh,
see
for
what we can
sure.
do. So it's a really, really great resource. So if you haven't checked it out, check it out. I mean, there's write-ups on all the big blogs, your Mashables and your TechCrunches and stuff like that, where you can learn more about it. I was reading Mashable today, and they had like a breakdown of exactly, what to do from start to finish. So check
Oh,
it out.
nice.
Huge, huge resource. I think that they just took like their top 10 blog posts or something and threw together a quick ebook. They said it was like a Keynote,
Oh,
but for
yeah.
books. It's like
That's pretty
you
cool.
like choose a theme and a template, and then you upload your content, it mashes it all together, and then you hit like export. Is how it seemed to me. And I mean, it
That
looked cool,
sounds
man.
easy. That
It
sounds super easy.
I know, so I'm on it. That's the goal. So, but yeah, I agree. So check out Taptics. Check out what Apple's doing with the bookstore, and those are some pretty cool
Yeah, those are nice resources. Yeah.
apps and resources this week, man. Good
Yeah.
work.
Thanks, man.
I like it. Well, let's steamroll right into this week's ambitious action plan.
You're gonna love this.
All right, Brett. This week, the ambitious action plan. I'm going to be sharing three emerging tactics that you, as an entrepreneur, as an ambitious entrepreneur, need to put in place into your business right now. And these are three things that I'm doing in my own business. And the third one I'm actually going to share is something that I'm trying to do in my business as we speak. And so let's dig right in. All right. So the first of these three emerging tactics is to deliver more value than your competition, like hella more value than your competition. And I want to talk about first some of the reasons, and then I'm going to share with you some examples of some people that I think are just out there killing it right now, because I'm not at that level yet where I think I'm killing it harder than the competition, but I'm learning right now. I'm getting my resources together, and I'm about to just crush it. Because the first reason why you want to deliver more value than your competition is because no one's doing it, right? Even your competition that's out there, they might be blogging like once a day or once a week, or might be doing a podcast, or might be doing little things and putting out free books or something. But listen, no one is out there killing it with content, right? I got a lawyer who I'm working with at the Product Pros, and this guy, he's got like 25 special free reports. He does three videos every single day.
What?
He's crazy, and he's a lawyer. But he's like, listen, if I'm he's a personal injury lawyer. I'm not going to say the city and the town, but he's a personal injury lawyer. And imagine if you're from his city and you're looking for a personal injury lawyer, and this guy's got like 400 YouTube videos and 25 free reports, and he's been in some of the best-selling books that we've put out through Celebrity Press. And I mean, this guy is just killing it with content, and not one place in any of that is he selling. He is just saying, here are the facts. Here's exactly what you need to do. Here's 10 things you need to do as soon as you get an accident. Here's your recovery checklist. Here's this, here's that. Here's all the questions you need to ask your doctor or dentist or whatever, when you get in an accident. All that. And just subtly on the bottom, it says, if you'd like more information, give us a call. He's not pushy. He's not a salesperson. Now, how different is that than when you open the yellow pages and you look for a personal injury lawyer and it's like, call me, call me, call me, call me, email me, call for consult. And you're just like, dude, I'm just getting sold. Instead, if you opened it and you were like, here's the 10 things you need to do right now as soon as you get in an accident. Don't even call me until you've done these things, because you're hurting yourself. So that's the legal example. But you got to think, no one is doing this. No one in any market. You can out-content these people and deliver more value and really truly show that you care for these people, right? And I'd like to think that that's where we're getting, Brett, with this podcast is, I mean, we're giving the gold away is my goal here. I don't want to hold anything back, And so, but I think we can build on that. We can release more stuff, more videos. We can have more manifestos, more reports, more over-the-shoulder stuff, more of everything, because no one's doing it. And
Very
then when
true.
people look at us for the premium stuff, they're gonna be like, dude, if Brett and Greg were doing that for free, Oh, hell yeah, I'll give them $50 or $100 or $500 or whatever the price is. You know, I'll join their community. I'll join their membership, you know. But then the thing is, you got to have chops behind it, right?
Because,
you know, and this is something I think about in my product business. If I'm giving all this stuff away for free, well, what do I have to actually sell them? You know, so there's got to be some line there.
Yeah, not true.
So, some examples from the online world, because there's a lot of online entrepreneurs going through the Radically Ambitious podcast, and the biggest one, by far and beyond, hands down, the best person who delivers more value than anyone I've ever seen online, hands down, is Ramit Sethi from I Will Teach You to Be Rich.
He's badass. Dude. Yeah, he changed his whole homepage just to give away content. You see
yeah.
that?
Yeah, and he's given away like 10 resources that if those resources were mine, I'd be selling them for like $50 a piece.
Yeah. Well, he actually has like a, you know, a book that he sells on Amazon as well.
Yeah, and this is a New York Times bestseller. But all right, so right now Ramit, he's in the middle of a launch for a course called Dream Job, but you wouldn't even know it because he is just giving away more stuff and teaching people things. And he's done 2 60-minute interviews with Rise of the Top with Social Triggers. His blog posts are borderline like book chapters. They're like 4,000 to 5,000 words, and he's doing 4 of them a week. The guy's writing like 20,000 words in a week, right? And in those posts, not only is he doing 4,000 words, but he shoots 2 10-minute videos that he puts in each of them, right? He's doing private webinars and teleseminars for people that leave comments on those posts. So he's making people take action. He's delivering actual techniques, strategy, theory. He did one where he taught you how to network with people, and he gave away the exact scripts and templates that he sends to people when he tries to get interviews with them or partners with them. I mean, this is crazy. And then he sends separate emails to his mailing list that are another 1,000, 2,000 words on top of the blog post to get you to read the blog post.
He's going to have carpal tunnel.
Dude, the guy's nuts. He's nuts.
Jeez.
He's got research to back it up. If you want to emulate someone that's doing this, if you did a fifth, a tenth of what Ramit does, you will be killing it in your business.
Do you have those that resource for the networking thing? That sounds interesting.
Yeah, I will for sure put it in the show notes. And actually, I just started a new column at Radically Ambitious called Ambitious Musings, where I kind of, in podcast episode number 2, I talked about how I reflect on my week. And now I'm just publicly sharing 3 or 4 of those questions that I asked myself. And in that, I shared the link to the networking thing, because that was one of the top 5 things I read last week. So, but I'll put it in the show notes as well. But killer stuff. All right, so you got Ramit Sethi. Then you got a guy like Rich Sheffrin in the internet marketing world. And every other month, he delivers like a 60-page report every month with in-depth research, analysis, tactical stuff, strategy stuff. Then he video blogs every day. He answers comments on Facebook if you ask intelligent questions. They're not just like, hey, Rich, how do I build a $1 million business, you know? But I've asked him like tactical questions. And he comes back and he answers them. And then one time he was like, yo, hey, Greg, that was such a good question. I'm shooting my video about that tomorrow. And then he shot a video about it the next day. Yeah, and then he shot a follow-up video the next day because it didn't quite answer the question. That's going over and beyond. Mm-hmm. No one else in the internet marketing space is doing stuff like that. Then he has a daily email series that he pushes out, and he has private clients that keep up the majority of time. I mean, that's over-delivering to your clients, all right? 2 more quick ones because I want to move on because we're still in like this first part. Chris Brogan, right? This guy has created a consulting business, a publishing business, all this great stuff. He doesn't need to blog every day. He doesn't need to be on Twitter posting 30 tweets a day. He wants to share that stuff. He wants to be involved. He wants to create that community. And by doing that, he's building his business. He's getting more clients. He's getting more customers, more referrals, more people on his email list, more opportunities, more ideas than someone who's just like, well, crap, you know, I built my business. I got a couple clients. Now I can let off that pedal, you know, I'll let off. But Chris is like, no, I'm going gung-ho. I'm going to put that pedal to the floor because by doing that, I'm over-delivering to people. I'm delivering more than my competition ever will. I'm staying in the face. And if I can deliver on my business promises, you're good to go. Those are some quick examples. Just over-deliver. Deliver more value than your competition. All right, rolling into number 2. And this is something that I firmly believe in. Is that you should be charging more and finding better clients and customers, right? So I harp on this all the time. People undervalue themselves, and I am guilty of this just like anyone. I mean, the first product I sold, the first successful product I sold is New Music Economy. It's a $47 course that you can get on ClickBank for indie musicians. You know, that thing could easily be selling for $100, $150, $200 all day long. But I had this scarcity mindset of like, well, musicians won't pay any more than that. So I've been selling it for $47. Now, don't get me wrong, I made some money on it. It's cool. I ain't complaining. But you always undervalue yourself, right? So, mm-hmm. Brett, I'm sure you've done it where you've, you know, had a client and they wanted some SEO stuff from you, and you lowballed it because you were scared that if you went higher, they wouldn't have signed the contract, right?
Yeah, no, stuff like that actually, I don't know where that stuff comes from, but yeah, it's like issues like or something way deeper, something like, oh, maybe I should charge less, or it's about money, or something like that, where it just comes up and you're just like, oh yeah, you know. $400 or $500 is good. And then you end up hating that client because you're like, gosh, why the hell didn't I charge more? This is such a pain in the ass. And it's end up taking most of your time. And you're right about that, because if the people that pay less, usually they don't have as much. I don't know how that works out, but it seems like the people that pay more don't tend to worry about money as much. So they're not on your ass all the time.
Yeah, it's like the Walmart customer, right? If someone goes to Walmart and they don't like something, they're going to wait in line with 40 people and return it and complain about it and, you know, do whatever. But if they're going to Sherpa Image or something and buying, like, some $700 thing and it doesn't work exactly like it does, they're like, you know, I'll make the best of it, you know? It's just a weird mentality thing. So I'm going to share with you three books that I've read in the last, like, 60 to 90 days that has to do with this, and one I'm reading right now that I just bought, it's on my new Kindle Fire, it's called No BS Price Strategy, and it's written by Dan Kennedy, and it's all about prices and how, you know, people perceive prices, how business owners perceive prices, how businesses go and they dissect how to price things, and it really gets you over the hump of, well, you know, I'm scared to charge this price because of this, and it gets into all the psychological barriers, things like that. Two other books. Then these are kind of more on the customer mindset of finding better clients and better customers that'll pay you what you deserve. The first one is Marketing to the Affluent by Dan Kennedy. Probably hands down the most influential book I've read in the last year or two, because it really shows you that there are people out there with a lot of money who blow it on crazy things. You just need to be that crazy thing that they blow it on. And that's been a turning point for me in my business, because, you know, you no longer have to look for the guy who's only wants to pay you $100 a month. Look for the guy that's going to pay you $10,000. You got to deliver more. You got to have a better service. But it's hella easier to work with that one guy who's paying you $10,000 than 100 people paying you $100. All any day of the week. So Marketing the Affluent by Dan Kennedy. And another one that I'm going through is called Selling to the New Elite by James Taylor, Stephen Krauss, and Doug Harrison. It's kind of in the same mindset of talking about how people in affluent, that have affluence, that have money, that are a little wealthier, spend their money, how they choose services, how they pick people to work with, things like that. Really, really cool stuff there. So those are three cool resources. But charge more for the stuff that you're doing. And find better clients. So that's huge. So that's number two. All right. We're going to go into one more thing. And this is something that I've spent actually the last week going back and forth. I'm in a forum going back and forth with one of the guys about this and how I can do it. And it's stop doing tasks that can be outsourced.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all need to do a better job of this. And I'm sure you're the same way. You know, and sometimes, you know, I'll stay up till 4 a.m. trying to figure out how to do something with a plugin or with WordPress or with a design thing. And I could have just went to my designer who I have on Odesk and paid him $20 and they could have figured it out. And instead of me staying up till 4 a.m, I either A, could have got some sleep, or B, I could have shot off some emails to some people and made another deal.
Yeah, very true. So, I'm so guilty of that.
But we all are. And, you know, so we got to do that. So that's big, right? So really look at that. Right, look at your time versus how much money you can be making or what you could be doing better with your time, and just outsource stuff. One thing that I've been looking into in the past week is bringing on a full-time VA or virtual assistant, right? And this is something that obviously a lot of people that read 4-Hour Workweek have thought about. And obviously I've thought about it, you know, in the 2-3 years since I've read the book. But, you know, I've always just been like, well, I don't think I have 40 hours of work for them to do.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I don't have 40 hours of checking for plane tickets. I mean, even if I fly 3 times a month, you know, how hard is that? Like couple hours, you know? So now, you know, I'm at the point where I know that my time is best used selling my products and services. So being on the phone with clients and customers, talking, you know, developing relationships, building relationships with people, and creating content. I'm a content creator. This podcast is bringing in business for me. You know, this podcast is, you know, helping build our brand. That's way cooler and better and more beneficial than, you know, doing customer service things. Like someone lost their password, now I got to go log into, you know, wishlist member and create a new thing. And I mean, it's not the fact that that task only takes 4 or 5 minutes, but it's a task. It's the fact that I'm now getting off of what I was doing, getting out of the zone, going looking this thing up. I get distracted and I open up Twitter because that's what I do, you know. And then I'm like, oh well, let's see if anybody posted anything on the Radically Ambitious Facebook page. And then I get sucked in there for 10 minutes, and I come back, and this stupid guy who wanted his lost password is taking me like 30 minutes to get back on track. And now I got to get back in the zone, you know, if I'm creating content or writing a post or writing a sales letter or whatever it was. That's productivity killer, right there.
Yeah, man, you got to get on those Pomodors. I don't know if we did the we did one about the, did we do a podcast?
We haven't done Pomodoro. Yeah, that's next week. We're
yeah,
doing
man,
that.
Yeah, man, I shut everything out. I mean, my mom could call, or you know, my wife can call, and it's like, yeah, sorry, I'm on a Pomodoro. Unless she calls 3 times in a row, then I'll pick up. You know, but,
man. So we are tabling that for next week, but because that's a huge, you know, just time management. But so I kind of, what I'm doing right now is I'm still going to spend probably another week or two developing what I want this virtual assistant to do. But I have them, you know, everything from doing research for the products I'm creating to, you know, looking stuff up and getting links done, going through my email, customer service things like lost passwords, setting up systems in my business, small website tasks, all that stuff. And here are the two resources that I'm using. And Brett, I'm sure you got resources too, because you're big on this, the outsourcing stuff. Beyond Odesk, because I know Odesk, I'm using it a ton for graphic designers. I know you use it for, you know, article writing and all kinds of stuff. But I'm looking for a dedicated VA. So what I'm looking at is Virtual Staff Finder from Chris Ducker, who runs Virtual Business Lifestyle. It's an amazing service that I have been doing so much research on. I contacted Chris about it. It's $350. And what they do is they give you a list, or they give you like a questionnaire or survey kind of thing that you fill out. And you're like, I need someone that can do a little bit of web, that has a little bit of design, that can write, that knows this kind of English, who's competent in Gmail and this and that. And they go out and they like look through everybody in the Philippines, and they come back and they rigorously interview these people and make them do tasks and all kinds of stuff before they get to you. And then what they do is they give you 3 people that met all your criteria and their criteria, and they're like, all right, Greg, here's your 3 people, interview them, pick one, and then I can manage them, and I can, you know, I set the rates and all that good stuff. So basically they do the whole screening interview process, and then I just got to interview 3 people that are already qualified, which is pretty badass. So I'm more than likely going to use that service when I'm ready to get that VA, but I just need to get my research process, get together a plan, get together a system for my VA, because I don't want to just hire this person and then be thinking of tasks to give to them. I want them to, you know what they're doing.
Well, that's the hardest part. I mean, like, for, you know, for me, like, you know, having like two places I would say at least check out to is 123 Employee, and then also Virtual Assistant Staffing. I know both those guys. I've seen them at all the conferences and stuff, and they got a system down. I mean, they're good. But the thing is, too, you always find it's like, okay, am I paying? If you're paying hourly, it's one thing. But if you're paying at a monthly rate, how much do you really want to outsource? And then, how much does that get into your life? And how much time do you actually put into telling them how to do what you want them to do? When you're like, oh, screw it, I'll just do this myself. You know, like, you know, that's where I've always run into problems. Is how do you make it a system to where they can do it? I've always found that for the outsourcing, I find the one person that's good for, and that's it. You know, they do this, and that's what they're good at. You know what I mean? So dealing with if you deal with Virtual Staff Finder or you know, Virtual Assistant Staffing, they can assign a couple different people to you, so you can have, and you can pay one rate, and then they'll kind of like mix and match for different parts that you need done. I don't know if that's what you're looking at, but
I love that. No, those are two great resources. So the 3 resources we just shared: Virtual Staff Finder, which is from Chris Ducker, 123employee.com, which I've seen them at all kinds of internet marketing conferences, and then virtualstafffinder.com. But the overall theme of this one was stop doing tasks that can be outsourced if your time is better used doing something else. So, just a quick recap: the three emerging tactics that you need to put in place in your ambitious business right now. Number one, deliver more value than your competition. Go read I Will Teach You to Be Rich. Read the last 5 blog posts and you will see exactly what I mean. Number two, charge more and find better clients and customers. And number three, stop doing tasks that can be outsourced. And that is this week's ambitious action plan. Brett, it is time for this week's inspirational hip hop quote of the week. All right, man, this week's inspirational hip hop quote of the week comes from my man Murs, who I just saw at Back Booth a couple weeks ago. And this comes from a group that he's in called Felt with Slug from Atmosphere. It's a song called Chewed Up. And Brett, this one, it's a bit of a doozy, so sit back, relax, and get your Marty McFly on, all right?
Gotcha.
So he said, "So cool at the same time, all heat, so fly, I should have been in Starfleet. Ride shotgun in my X-Wing, watch the hipsters hop to the next thing. Fad to fad, that's so depressing. Around for years, you don't impress me." And so
Nice. Where
I was going with that really is, I feel I'm so fly, I should have been in Starfleet.
What?
Oh, that was my nerd joke for the weekend, and I'm going to stop there. But no, what I liked is where he said, watch the hipsters hop to the next thing. And I feel that there's a lot of that in the internet world where, you know, people see the shiny thing. And I know that me and you both have this problem as well where, you know, we'll be like, oh, that's a cool thing. That's a shiny object. Let's go do that. And it gets you off track from really what you should be doing on a day-to-day basis. So it's tough.
Yeah, I'm in the Internet Marketers Anonymous, so we meet once a week. There's a 12-step program. Starts with get a warrior forum, drop ClickBank, and then slowly move your way out of all those things.
Not
one really, but hey, there's my crappy joke for the week, too. There
we go. I like it. Well, that's cool. I hope that you guys enjoyed this week's episode of the Radically Ambitious Podcast. If you enjoyed yourself, you learned anything, or you have some ideas to go build your ambitious business, leave us an iTunes review. Just search Radically Ambitious or leave us a comment. We would love to hear from you. Shout you out next week. Have a good week.